From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, everyone's on carb hangover after the picnics yesterday. Actually, you know, I had protein. I got rid of a lot of carbs when not doing the buns and the stuff. I did have barbecue sauce, you know, that's got sugar in it. But I had a nice Memorial Day. It was much more than that. Actually, I posted on my personal Facebook page, remembering my dad, a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force. He's with Jesus now, but so proud of him and what he did for America, Americans, and for our family. And I'm so proud of all those who served and put themselves in harm's way or served. It was just a great opportunity to remember all those. Actually, one of the things that I do over the Memorial Day weekend, it's kind of become a regular thing for years. I couldn't tell you how many years and how, you know, if I missed a year in there. But for nearly the last 20 years, I've watched Band of Brothers gone through that. It takes a little bit of time, but it's just a great way to remember those who served. And hopefully you were tuned in. Yesterday we aired a special, a Memorial Day special from Jerry Stewart to help remember those who served. All right, well, let's jump right into today's topic. In studio with us, David Jones, president of Cape New Mexico, and Dominique Wingert, the outreach social media coordinator. Welcome into studio.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
So glad to have you both here. And we are going to talk a lot today about the homeschool convention coming in June, June 23rd and 24th. And David, before we inform those who are like, Cape, what is that? we do want to make sure a few times today we remind people about the urgency to get registered for the conference because you'll benefit a little bit.
Yes, Steve, you're right, because on Thursday is your last opportunity to save $15 for the Cape Convention. As I said, homeschooling is the most important topic when it comes down to raising your kids. Because think of your kids when they graduate. How do you want to see their lives at that point? Do you want to see their lives as one who is brought up in the admonition and training of the Lord? Or do you want to see them impacted by the institutions that the public education system provide?
Right. And for information, go to cape-nm.org, and you'll find information not only about Cape but about the homeschool convention. On the homepage at the top, you'll see events and convention. If you just scroll over it, and then you'll see the convention main page. Click on that, and you'll find all the information you need, including a lot of what we'll be talking about today. But David, before we head into the convention, for those who are, wait a minute, what is Cape New Mexico?
All right, so CAPE stands for Christian Association of Parent Educators. CAPE is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's dedicated to serve New Mexico home educators and support groups with information, encouragement, and support. And once again, Steve, that's all homeschoolers. Just because we've got Christian at the leading edge of our organization, we serve all homeschoolers in New Mexico.
Right. So, Dominique, we've talked to David a little bit before about his past, about getting into homeschool and what have you. How did you get involved with homeschooling?
Ooh, good question. So my parents infamously said, we're just going to do it for 3 years. And then at that point, they said, nope, we're going to do it for life. And so I started in pre-K. That's what we were in.
And you know what? I mean, you're talking about officially with curriculum doing homeschool, but the truth is, whether your kids are in private school, public school, homeschool, you are homeschooling your kids.
Thank you for saying
that. Everybody from birth.
Yes.
Parents who do have kids doing something other than homeschool absolutely should be involved in the kids' education. Do you have any parents reaching out to you that are going to continue to have their kids doing something other than exclusively homeschool?
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes it really depends on why a parent homeschools.
Yeah.
You know, for my wife and I, we started off in 2000 going to our first Getting Started workshop. And right there, right then, it was very clear to both Emily and I that it was God's desire for us to train up our children.
Yeah.
You know, so it really depends. Yeah. What are the reasons why parents are homeschooling?
Yeah, and we're seeing, you know, we've had different groups in here talking about the current referendum that's out there with some of the legislation that's gone on in the roundhouse. It's been signed into law. We won't rehash all the details about that. You can go on our website to abqconnect.online and see our conversations with, especially with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition about what the referendum is all about and getting some of the laws that were passed in this last legislation onto the ballot where the voters can say, we elected you to represent us, but not super crazy about some of these HRs that made it through the legislation. So you can find the details about that. However, some of what's covered in that is and what you kind of hinted at, Dave, when we started today's conversation, is what kids and parents are going to run into if you're involved with public education.
You know, it's interesting, Steve. I just got back from Boston. And looking at our nation's history, and when we had taxation without representation, you know, we as a people, patriots, could rise up and come against that. And as parents right now, you ought to be livid about what your kids are being taught in public education. Yeah. And you can rise up and make a stand and teach your kids at home.
Right. Well, you can do that by, teach your kids at home. And you can make your voice known by signing petitions that would hopefully create this referendum and an opportunity to get these issues on the ballot. Thank God we still seem to have the freedom that those forefathers intended.
And that is awesome because we can direct the upbringing of our children. Parent-funded, parent-directed education. That's homeschooling. Yeah.
Dominique?
I personally would even say, if you're going to be a part of your child's life at any level, then you're homeschooling. Whether they're involved in private school, public school, if you're getting on the school board, then you're being a part of stepping up and making sure that your children's safety, their well-being, it's being protected, it's being represented, and you're being an active part in their education. And that is awesome, and we salute you all who are endeavoring to do that.
Well, we greatly appreciate what Kate New Mexico is doing, and as David mentioned earlier, the Christian Association of Parent Educators New Mexico, having resources available to those who choose to homeschool their kids. And the homeschool convention is going to be one of the opportunities you have throughout the year, one of the big opportunities throughout the year, to get the information you need, questions answered, and equip you with all the things that will assist you in doing that, right, Dave?
And the great part about that, Steve, is on Thursday night, before the convention actually officially kicks off, we have a free Getting Started workshop. It's at Legacy Church from 6:30 to 8:30. And exactly like you said, you could have questions. And we've got two wonderful speakers, John and Kathy Heckendorn, that will be not only giving you a presentation on how to get started in homeschooling, but to answer every single one of your questions,
awesome.
Such as, I go to work. How do I make this happen? Yeah. Or what curriculum should I use? That's a great time to take advantage of that free resource, that Getting Started workshop on Thursday, June 22nd.
And what time is it that evening?
It's 6:30 at Legacy Church.
Okay. Legacy Church Central Campus.
That's correct.
way out on the west side. And this isn't their first rodeo doing that Thursday night, is it?
You know what? We've done the Getting Started workshop as far back as I can remember. Like I said, my first one that my wife and I went to, which is on a Thursday of the convention, that's where really God instilled upon us the importance of training up our kids, and it's our responsibilities, not the pastor's responsibility, not the Sunday school teacher's responsibility, but it's the parents' responsibility to train their kids up.
Yep, and we're going to go to a break, but Dominique, before we do, you have a thought.
Yeah, I was just saying that's actually how I got back into CAPE, was I was out of it for a little while, I graduated, done some things, and then I was pregnant and was like, I wonder if, and so I just attended the free one and went, oh yes, this is where I need to be, so it's great.
How old are your kids now?
I have a 7 and a 4-year-old who are currently in school.
All right. Yeah. In school outside of homeschooling?
Nope. We call it world schooling because we're doing homeschool everywhere. But
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to come back and hopefully we'll answer any of the questions and thoughts you have about homeschooling or the convention coming. We'll look at some of the highlights you can expect for this year's convention and how to be a part of it and how to save a little bit of money. Those details are on the way as we come back on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I know you must often wonder, what do they talk about during the break? Well, I was making them hungry. I was telling them about a video I saw this weekend on social media. Dominique Wingert, who's in the studio with us from Cape New Mexico, is the outreach social media coordinator, so she's very familiar with all those videos you see on social media. And I saw one of those recipes that, you know, very easy, and it worked out very easy, but next time a little improvements and hopefully people will be running into some of that social media information that you've been putting out. Where would they find that?
It is on Facebook and Instagram. We do have a Twitter and YouTube account, but that's actually, I'm going to put a little plug in right now, is we're actually looking to expand and really start bringing up the up-and-coming leaders. And one of the best ways to do that is outreach. Be the first face of what people start to realize, oh, these are homeschoolers.
Yeah.
So I'm coordinating it because I want to really build a team that's really good at being salt and light, and we drive that conversation. So we will be putting up, obviously, we'll be showing off convention and getting excited about it and putting all the information on there. So keep following us at Cape NM Media or Cape New Mexico on Facebook. You'll find us. And so all the information will be there, but we're looking to really expand and bring a team on board. So it's not just one person, you know, influencing that, but really across the state.
Well, in this day and age, it's certainly a great way to communicate and get people's attention for those who may not find it another way.
Well, think about who's homeschooling right now. Who are the age groups? Do you know? Who have school age children? Let's put it that way.
I would guess anyone from mid 20s to mid 50s.
Yeah, you got it. So you're thinking elder millennials all the way down to Gen Z.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the demographics of where do they go to when they first have questions, if you think about where your kids are going to go to school next year, if it's not working out for them for whatever reason, that's a big upsetting shift in their life. So they're going to look for answers. Where first? It's not going to be, oh, I'm going to hang out with coffee and talk to someone. It's going to be they're going to pop open their phone and they're going to be checking through and scrolling stuff. So one goal I have by 2024 is to get Cape's posts and make ourselves accessible on the Instagram Explore page. And that really happens by using the algorithm as a mission field and not as something to be afraid of. So
it's a great tool, and hopefully they'll find you on those social media outlets.
Thank you.
David, the homeschool convention, we've mentioned a couple of times, June 23rd and 24th, with that free evening, 6:30 at Legacy Church on Central, Westside, Thursday the 22nd, and other opportunities for free stuff, we'll get to that. In a little bit, we do want to remind people that if they register by this Thursday for the homeschool convention, that they'll save a little bit of money, about $15 on registration. Let's because we got about 15 minutes. I want to pass it to you, and I'll try to be that layperson that they go, well, wait a minute, what about? what would you like to highlight as we walk through what people can expect for the convention?
Well, Steve, as you mentioned, it's the New Mexico Homeschool Convention. It's much more than homeschooling. It's about parenting. It's about marriage. It's about discipleship, leadership, and relationships. You know, our theme this year comes out of Hebrews 2:13, I will put my trust in him. And that's the thing. When you look at our schedule, which if you go to capenm.org right now, you'll not only be able to get to see the entire schedule for the convention, but you'll also be able to see the list of workshop descriptions. So, for instance, our general session on Friday morning, Conquering Corrupt Culture by Raising Christian Communicators, and that's by Andrew Pudua. We've got wonderful speakers this year. If you've never heard of Institute and Excellence in Writing, Andrew Pudua started that curriculum. We also have Ray Davis and Rachel Carmen from Apologia, wonderful curriculum, and Steve Demi from Demi Learning. I want to tell you, if you haven't had a chance to take a look at the schedule and all the descriptions, you're going to see it's much more than homeschooling. But like I said, you don't want to miss out, because when I look back as one who attended the CAPE conventions over the years, I can look back and see what God has done in my life,
yeah,
and how he's changed me as not only as a husband, as a father, as a leader. And it's just an opportunity to see how God can speak to you in your life.
Yeah, one of the things that stood out to me with that, Dave, was you know, someone who's listening is like, I've homeschooled for however many years. I got it. I know what I need. I know what I'm doing. However, the sharpening in those areas you talked about, relationships in the family and parenting and marriage, you know, and I have to imagine, if you're a Christian and you're homeschooling your kids, you are pouring into them the wisdom from the Bible, and the enemy doesn't dig that. I mean, families are under attack. Without homeschooling, families are under attack. But when you're purposing to raise your kids in the Lord, there's going to be those attacks. And those workshops you're talking about that strengthen the family, that strengthen moms and dads and husbands and wives, some great resources and a lot to choose from for the convention. So really the best thing to do, like you said, is get online at cape-nm.org, find the homeschool convention information, and really look through the schedule, because if it's like any convention I've been to, you're going to probably have to pick and choose where, you know, what track you're taking.
Yeah, because not only do we have wonderful speakers, you know, this is the 27th anniversary of our convention. We've got exhibitors from all over the nation that are going to, you're going to be able to put your hands right on the curriculum and talk to the people who designed the curriculum. And what a better way to support these people by purchasing your curriculum right at the convention, not going online and trying to get some other deal, but actually speaking to the one. And then also you have time to fellowship with other families that are in the same boat you're in, going, how do I do this? Do I get a desk and make it look like a public school system at home? Or do I just have homeschooling done at the kitchen table and on the couch? And that's what's great about just being able to fellowship with other homeschooling families.
And what are you looking forward to the most as you head towards the homeschool convention, Dominique?
Ooh, well, I'm a second-generation homeschooler.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to see over the years what's come and gone, and being able to see the new people homeschooling, I'm like, wow, I love seeing that aha moment. When they change from that deer in the headlights look to, oh, I can do this. And between the years of my graduation date and when I started really considering, oh, maybe I can give back a little bit. You know, I have young kids, but I've been around a while and I've kind of seen a lot of things come and go and ups and downs. And I realized I have so much power as a young person at that time to just give someone the gumption to say, oh, I'm enough. I'm showing up for my kids. I care. I'm showing up for my marriage. I need some help. And that's in our mission and vision statement, is CAPE is here to inform, to encourage, and to support. And as a person who was just there, had been through the whole process, I could walk up, because they're real easy to see. You see that deer in the headlights look. and I would just say, hi, can I help you with something? I wasn't even volunteering, but I just knew what that felt like. And I was like, how are you doing? And they would say, well, I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, well, talk to me about it. And then by the end of our 5-minute conversation, they were walking away going, okay, I know who I'm going to talk to next. And that felt so gratifying. So part of social media is I want to remind the veterans that you still have a great place as elders in our tribe to reach back and say, you know, you're not done. And those in the church, you're not done. If you're still on this planet, God has a purpose for you. And CAPE is a one expression of that. There's always going to be some way you can give back, even if it's just you showed up during lunch hour, everyone's picnicking, and you're just there to encourage somebody who's just drowning under, am I messing up my kids? I don't know. And you're sitting there going, I hear you, and you got this.
Yeah. One thing I would tell parents that are having that struggle, because, you know, we were 20 and 18 when we got married, and we had kids were very, very young. And, even looking back, it's like, man, but you know what? In spite of us, God.
Yeah.
So let me lend that encouragement. And volunteers being mentioned there, David. Are you in need?
Oh, yes.
Always.
We always have need for volunteers, okay. Whether it's in the security department, whether it's the Cape Getting Started table, Cape table, to just give out general information.
I have to imagine this. There's a process. You don't just show up and volunteer.
Yeah, you go on to capeandm.org, go to our volunteers page, and there's all the different committees that you can select. And then also, as a volunteer, we're going to feed you. We're going to provide you with all the information that you need and the blessings of getting the recordings for each of the workshops, as well as you get to come and go sit in some of the workshops when you're not actually volunteering at a particular booth.
So you bring up a good point for someone who's like, oh, we've already planned our family trip for that weekend. You mentioned the recordings.
Yep. So if you go onto the Cape and M website, there's a little shopping cart in the upper right-hand corner, and there is last year's convention on there. And then once this convention is over, we will have to where you can download the recordings for a discount, buying either the whole recording session, or you can pay for them individually as well.
Okay, David, we're just about halfway through this segment, and I kind of want to throw it back to you because I want to make sure what you want to cover during this time. What else would you want to make sure people are aware of as they consider the homeschool convention?
Well, I would say that another great opportunity to come out to another free portion of the convention is going to be on Friday night, June 23rd at 6:30 at Legacy Church Eastside on Central Campus. That's the showcase. We've got a great lineup of performances. You're going to see an opportunity to bring friends, family, grandparents, and show them the talent that homeschoolers have.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, it is it's fun.
Great time.
Any tease? Anything you're aware of the folks would see?
I'm going to reserve that because I have maybe some grandchildren that might be in the showcase.
Oh, yes.
But we'll see.
Oh, proud papa.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, are you doing any of the showcase, Dominique?
No, I'm just going to be, doing social media.
Okay. I'll tell you, the Rymans were active. They were hams.
Then you should have been there.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I did want to mention is with homeschooling often comes groups like co-ops. Is this a good place for people to connect with a co-op?
Yes, because we actually do have one of our speakers, Kristen Overman. She actually runs a co-op called Abundant Homes. But we have at the Cape table, whether you're looking to join a co-op or you have a co-op and you'd like other families to join you,
yeah.
CAPE is that organization throughout the state that comprises of a list of all the different co-ops. So if you're not on that list, we'd love to have you on the list. Or if you're out there looking for a co-op, come to us and we'll be more than happy to direct you in the direction
now,
of a co-op.
I'm going to assume some of the differences that people will find in the co-ops might be by grade. It might be by curriculum. It might be by geographic location.
That's exactly it. Because some co-ops, they just want to have a park day.
Yeah.
Some co-ops, they're going to actually be studying a science curriculum. Mm-hmm. You know, so I remember as a young homeschooler, we created a co-op and went through the seven C's of history. If you're familiar with Answers in Genesis and Ken Ham.
Oh, yeah. We've had them on the air.
Yeah. That was a wonderful co-op that we did that year. I really, really enjoyed working with the kids.
Yeah, which, by the way, since you brought him up, Ken Ham, if you've ever been to Kentucky, which actually is it southern? No, it's Kentucky, just south of Ohio, where they have the museum and the Ark Experience. Now they're working on a model of Jerusalem.
I didn't know that.
So they've got some more things coming. Great, not just for homeschoolers.
Yep.
Any family that wants that information should get out and check out what Answers in Genesis is doing. Now, the homeschool convention, we've covered a lot of that material. And of course, the discount, if you get registered by this Thursday, save you about $15 for registration. What about throughout the year as well, David? What would people reach out to CAPE for?
Well, we have plenty of other events that we put on, like a back-to-school picnic that we usually have just to give back to the community. We do that in August. And then October, we have our fall family retreat. It's just a great time to go down to the Sacramento Mountains in southern New Mexico. We usually bring in speakers, kids love to play Gaga ball. Mom and dad have breakout sessions.
You got to tell me now, Gaga ball.
Oh, Gaga ball is this octagon type pit, and it's almost like last man standing. So you take the ball and you have to hit people below the legs. It's a lot of fun.
So it's an Iwana circle on steroids.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, homeschool sports.
Oh, how fun. And then, of course, the day at the Capitol.
Oh, yes. Always February, the first week in February, where we're recognized Home Education Week. Either the House or the Senate reads the Home Education Proclamation. But Steve, there was one other thing that I wanted to mention in regards to the convention. If you're wondering, let's say, well, what do we do with our kids? Well, children 3 and up, they can actually come with parents for only $10, as well as grandparents are only $10. But Legacy Church also does have a child care program if you want to check the children into the Legacy program as well.
Okay, and is there a cost involved with that?
There is a cost involved with the Legacy because they're actually going to be watching them throughout the entire convention.
Right.
But if you want to have your kids come along with you, it's only going to be $10 for them to join with you in the sessions.
All right, and again, to find the information about that, go to cape-nm.org. That's really the easiest thing to leave you with. But if you get to the website, at the top of the page, you'll see events and convention. Just scroll over it, and a big menu will drop down for any of the information you may need in regards to the homeschool convention coming to Legacy Church with Cape New Mexico June 23rd and 24th. That's a Friday and Saturday. But don't forget about the free, what would you call that?
Getting Started Workshop.
Getting Started Workshop on Thursday, the 22nd. That's at 6:30 that evening. At Legacy, again, that's Legacy on Central, way out on the west side, easily accessible. Don't let way out on the west side scare you away. And then the free showcase, which sounds like a lot of fun, Friday night at 6:30, again at Legacy. And anything else, David?
Yes.
Okay, Dominique.
A broad, wide invitation to any pastor out there. If you know you've got people in your congregation who are struggling with the school system and they just need extra support, or you know you have homeschoolers already, really full-time homeschoolers, and you think, well, I just don't know how I can really support them, we'd love to make it available to you. We want to make it easily accessible to you, to come and see what the convention is like and how we can best support your congregation. So that's of any denomination. You are welcome to come in. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to come to the Cape Convention. Anyone's welcome. And we just want to make sure that you feel welcome, you feel supported, you've got options. And I believe that knowing that alone brings so much hope and so much help to families who might feel a little isolated, especially post-pandemic. And there's a lot of confusion what homeschooling was and wasn't during the pandemic. So the pastors, if you're out there going, I don't know how I could afford that, please get in touch with us. We want to make it easily available to you because your people matter.
All right. Go to cape-nm.org for more. And as always, thanks to David Jones and Dominique, your first visit here. Hopefully we didn't scare you off.
Not at all. Okay. I love it here. You might not be able to get rid of me.
But an open invite. If you have something going on that our listeners need to know about, please reach out. We need to get you back in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate it.
All right.